This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Respect the text. 816, Denzel in 4 years. The Bone Collector, the Hurricane, Remember the Titans, John Q, and Training Day, 99-02.
Solid Hurricane run. Was that long ago?
That's according to the text, 99-02.
Wow.
He was also good in, what was that, Civil War movie with Matthew Broderick?
I think it was called Civil War, wasn't
it? No. It was like, gosh, what was that movie called? It was so good. Morgan Freeman, Matthew
Gettysburg?
Broderick. No. Gosh, it was about the
Antietam?
No.
Glory.
Glory,
okay.
The worst actor in that movie is Matthew Broderick. I think he's a terrible actor, but that's just my opinion.
You know who he's married to?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's right.
Yep.
Terrible. Wow. Think he's a terrible actor.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I don't think he's good at all. Watch Glory. If you've never seen it, you'll watch it be like, this guy's the general? Fasta. Fasta.
Yeah, that's not a good role for him, though.
No, he did it.
I know. You take it, but, like, that's bad casting. Like, whoever cast him as the general, that's not who should be the general of anything.
Right. Yeah, my buddy Blake just texted me. It's Glory. Yep. Glory, great movie. We watched it in middle school. I remember that. We had, like, a Civil War class.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. Bob Jerome, he's the one that taught that class. Now a scratch golfer that I can't play with because he's better than me. I'm kidding. I would love to play golf.
War movies are like top of my list as far as genre is concerned.
Oh, dude, Glory's awesome.
Then like we'll make that first movie Mac of the Month. Movie of the Month.
We start it in March. You've got 12 days.
All right, I'll get it
started.
Going.
Watch Glory.
You actually have like 9 days.
Yeah, it's really, seriously, 9 days.
Yeah. Bill Paxton in the late 80s and 90s, RIP. I loved Bill Paxton. Like, he was great. Twister, Terminator. So we had this question yesterday because Heidi Gardner had this to say about Travis Kelce.
Who's been your favorite guest host?
Travis Kelce.
Oh, because you're are you a Swiftie?
I'm actually a Chiefs fan.
Yeah. Know your people.
Yeah. Love Taylor Swift too, but I'm a Chiefs fan, Kansas City.
So did you get like a football sign and the whole stuff and everything like that?
Oh, yes. And like all week long, I was like, what do you eat before a game? Do you shower before a game? I was like a little sister just asking all the questions I've always wondered.
No football.
No football questions, no.
What would you ask Travis Kelce?
Well, it's kind of football related, but it's not. What did Andy Reid say to you after that Eagles game when he did Fly, Eagles Fly, and he ripped you in front of the media and said this was the last straw? What did he say to you? Because that was the moment Travis turned it around on the field and off the field. I want to know what Andy said to him.
Mm. Yeah. I would ask if he's bought the ring yet.
Yeah, it's a good question. Do you get a lot of clicks?
Yeah. I know that's none of my business.
But you gotta ask, right?
I don't think it's too personal of a question. Like, I have a fine line of like respecting people's life outside of the sport, but when it's that big of a global phenomenon, it kind of, like you said, read the room. Like, hey, you've been in a relationship now for 2 years. You guys seem inseparable.
Mm-hmm.
have you bought the ring yet?
Right. Did you see the latest one that
and
came out?
He might look at me and be like, ah, it's nobody's business. I'd be like, fair enough.
Fair enough, but you got to ask the question.
It's like when we asked Lane Johnson to do an interview, and he's like, I see a familiar face. Sorry, I'm going to talk to him. I was like, no problem.
Yeah, dude. Great
I was like,
answer.
Respect it.
Yeah, totally agree with that. But everybody's asking about, you know, the ring, and everybody's wanting to know, you know, what's going on with Travis Kelce, both on the field and off the field. I mean, it's the biggest story in the world, really. I mean, from an entertainment standpoint, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, everybody wants to know the answer. You ask that question, you get an answer. Maybe he goes, yeah, I did buy the ring. I'm glad you asked. Nobody was that up front and asked that question. So maybe he answers that question, but I doubt it. But you still got to ask. I have no problem with that. But I just want to know what Andy Reid said to him in that moment to make him turn it around. Because if Andy doesn't have that conversation with Travis Kelce, we're not sitting here talking about Travis Kelce and three straight mm-hmm. Super Bowls and all this kind of stuff, because Travis Kelce probably just fades away and just becomes another player in the NFL. Like, I don't know if anybody owes their career to Andy Reid as much as Travis Kelce truly does. And I'm sure in Canton, he will address that and how much Andy Reid meant to him in changing not just his career, but his life around, too.
Mm-hmm. What question do you ask Travis Kelce?
Yeah, it'd probably be something about Taylor Swift, honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't even, like, football-related questions would be, like, kind of what Heidi was saying. You know, like, how do you, like, what do you do right before a game? Stuff like that. It wouldn't be, like, football-related because there's nothing that I could really glean from, like, hey, man, when the DN comes off the weak side, do you, like, cool. Like,
you think Bingley asked him a football question?
Yeah, of course Bingley would ask him a football question.
Hey, let me ask you up, Travis.
Yeah.
You see a guy's knuckles go white. You think you got an advantage?
He'd ask him about the 3-4 versus the 4-3.
Hey, when you see a defense line up in the nickel, do you think you have an advantage outside of the dime?
That was really what?
I don't know, man. I think I'd also ask him, like, how do you decide what outfit to wear? Because he has very, like,
that's a good one,
colorful outfits. And I'd be like, I know your closet's packed full of different outfits. Are you required to wear certain things? Are you required to?
And where do you get these clothes from?
Well, like, our buddy Aussie has the best idea in the world.
Rich people. Oh, yeah, that story. Yeah. But what did he say? Buy crap for
ugly
rich people?
Ugly clothes for rich people.
Yeah. Ugly very clothes. Good. But, like, does Travis go to the thrift shop or places to buy these outfits? That's what I'm saying.
Those are, like, $1,000 outfits.
No, I know. Yeah. But, like, who's going to the store for him? Does he have people that shop for him now?
Do you have questions you could ask him?
Yeah. Like, but I'm good. Like, you don't see it. Like, you don't see Travis at Macy's. Like, it's not happening. Travis ain't rolling the Zales to get a ring, you know, like, so how do rich people get the things that they get? Like, who are those people that I know there was guys years ago that used to run these, like, concierge business for athletes in town and whatnot. And then
the concierge,
which
sir.
Sounds horrible because you're on call 24/7 and whatnot. And you don't want to do all that kind of stuff because a lot of the time you're cleaning up messes that are made. But like, does he just order the stuff online? Does he have a person that takes care of all that kind of stuff? Like, how many people does Travis Kelce have?
Yeah, all of his handlers.
Like,
and PR.
Seriously,
yeah,
how many people does Travis Kelce employ?
Yeah.
I didn't really think about those things until Radio Row, and we saw all those people. And I mean, every one of those people, two is the minimum. I mean, it's more 4 or 5 people with you at all times.
Yeah.
Schedule.
And those people are not doing it for nothing.
No,
either.
Exactly.
You know, I talked to a couple of them how much they're making, you know, schlepping guests around Radio Row, you know, so they're doing good with that. So I wonder how many people, like, does he have a chef? Do you have a driver? Do you have all this stuff? Like, what's going on over there?
Well, I mean, he's got a stylist, and he's got, what the text line will say. He's got a stylist. Like, he has, the other thing too, is that, like, you have people that are, like, within your circle that are probably, like, trying to get a startup in fashion, and they're like, hey, will you wear these clothes? And if Travis Kelce
like
wears
a puffy shirt, you know, like, I don't want to be a pirate, you know, if Travis Kelce wears something really bad, like, oh my God.
But if Travis Kelce wears it, people will buy it.
Like, yeah, I know.
I will say this, like, Super Bowl related, Kendrick Lamar wore, like, a different style of jeans. They were like the flare skinny jeans. Sold out the next day. Couldn't find them because of why he was wearing them.
Yeah.
So I mean, again, like, people that know him are going to be like, hey man, will you rock this? Like, will you do this?
Oh,
like,
sure they will.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure he gets that more often than you imagine. Hey, my wife designed this. Or,
well, you look at Kyle Juszczyk's wife.
Yeah.
She's killing it. Yep.
She is. You can't even find her products.
And where did you find out that she did that? She made a jacket for Taylor Swift.
Right. Yep. And then Taylor Swift wore it, and boom, and here we see.
Brittany Mahomes wore one that had Mahomes.
She's probably making more than her husband is now.
Literally.
I mean,
yes.
I'm not making that up.
No,
she probably is.
I mean, she's rivaling him.
Giselle did for a while.
Oh, she made double of what Tom made. I mean, she
nuts.
Was, I mean,
yeah.
She blew him out of the water. I mean, there was no comparison to what Giselle made versus Tom.
Mm-hmm.
He also didn't take enough money, but he won Super Bowl. So
77816, they would ask him, is there a place you haven't visited that you'd like to?
That's a good question, too. I like that.
He's like, Brazil, Friday night. Yeah.
I was going to say, like, Pleasant Hill or someplace like that.
Yeah.
Just want to get away. Go to Pleasant Hill. Go down to Paola.
I'd also probably ask him, like, what clubs he uses in his bag.
Yeah,
because
golf stuff.
Mahomes says he's getting better. He's starting to be able to beat him every once in a while.
Oh, Travis's.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Okay. And Mahomes, I think, is like a 7 handicap, 7.
He ought to be
eight.
In his playbook. Did you see him on Sunday in the Super Bowl? He's washed. Carrington, I know, Rob. He's terrible. He's playing too much golf.
They have the same voice.
Yeah.
It's great. It's awesome. I'd ask him about, like, favorite memory, not Super Bowl, but, like, what's your favorite, like, a favorite play or something? I know it's cliche, but maybe that Chargers game comes up. Maybe that's his,
what
like,
is your
overtime.
Favorite Travis Kelce play? That Chargers one that is Chargers pretty cool. Him running down the field. Yeah. Yeah.
I think
regular season.
I think my favorite is the one where he was like, do it. Do it, do it. Like,
yeah,
if
do
they
it,
let him again, do it. Like, he read it, they call timeout, and he's like, they're going to do it,
awesome.
And then that's the 13-second. That, to me, is my favorite Travis Kelce moment.
I just love the Houston game where he's surrounded by 5 Texans, and Pat just kind of puts that right
crazy.
In there, that corner of the end zone on the left-hand side of the field, if you're looking at it from the press box. You know, like, that's one of the great plays of all time, featuring both of those guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mahomes' foot is, like, dragging across the line of scrimmage, just gets it off in time.
It's just
beautiful.
The whole thing is awesome. Or maybe a good question is, when did you and Mahomes really become boys?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was the moment?
He saw him throw one football.
Yes, my best friend.
Right?
I better hang around this guy. Hey, Alex.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I'll see you, buddy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.